Welcome to episode 285 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today, our week of Star Wars comes to an end at the beginning. May 1st, 1977. A very, very tense day for George Lucas. It was the day he would screen his film Star Wars for the first time in front of a public audience at a preview at the North Point Theater in San Francisco. It was well attended. This was it, the theater packed. Lucas had so much riding on this screening. His film had gone over budget by $3 million, adding to an already costly production. The studio was breathing down his neck, screaming for blood because they thought the film would premiere and bomb. They even demanded that George Lucas return almost half of his salary before the film was released, as a penalty for all the unforeseen expenses, and probably to get their ounce of gouge. The lights dimmed. Words flashed on the screen, words now etched in the mind of nerds across the globe. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Silence. And then, boom! A wall of orchestral sound filled the theater. John Williams' fanfare, Fit for a King, accompanying the opening scroll of the film. This was enough to get the audience's attention, and when seconds later the piercing, foreboding shape of the evil Star Destroyer crossed the screen, looming over the Rebel spaceship like a shark cornering its prey, well, suffice it to say, the audience's cheers of excitement nearly eclipsed the soundtrack. They had never, ever seen something like this before. Electric energy seemed to fill the room. But despite this early promising success, Lucas still had to deal with problems right up to the premiere, and beyond. A screening for the studio executives went poorly, adding to the studio's fear of losing the $12 million they invested in the movie. Plus, to make matters worse, the movie was given a G rating. This was considered disastrous by the Star Wars team. They wanted to appeal to a teenage audience, and a G rating instead of a PG rating would make the film seem soft and turn away that vital demographic. Remember, this is before PG-13 existed. You were either G, PG, or R. In addition, Lucas was keenly aware that science fiction came across as a male-dominated genre, cutting out or even alienated over 50% of the ticket-buying population, who were women. He worked on a marketing campaign, even after the film had already premiered, to try and attract the female audience by trying to play down the action, which female audiences traditionally weren't a big fan of, and playing up the fantasy and the romance, using Gone with the Wind as a template. Lucas was as nervous as anyone, almost refusing to believe that his movie was going to succeed. It wasn't until he turned on the TV a few days after the premiere and saw Star Wars all over the news that he realized that the Force was indeed strong with this one. Thanks for tuning into episode 285 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we wrap up Star Wars Week. But don't worry, we're coming back in full force on Monday with the start of Board Game Week. Join us as we start by taking a new look at life.